Life is sense of possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy.
No tread on me.
Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't change me.
They lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Mercy from
in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people
love America. Good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I say that to you every week, and I mean it every week. And guess what? More and more people are starting to pay attention. I found that out this weekend. Yesterday, folks, I spent part of the morning and the afternoon with some real Americans. You know the kind I'm talking about? The kind you have to go into the history books to locate? The kind we don't have anymore? Well, where were these brave, valiant Americans? They were at the Home Depot in Glendale, California. That's right. I was there. And I've been to many protests and many events like I went yesterday, but this one was different. This is one of the few that I've been to where the people being protested actually came out and talked to us. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, why were these good folks protesting the Home Depot? What could possibly be wrong with the Home Depot? It was announced in February that Atlanta-based Home Depot, Inc., the nation's largest home improvement store chain, was launching a partnership with four of the most vile, racist, Hispanic separatist organizations in the country, including the National Council of the Race. That's right. They claim it's because they want Spanish speakers as employees. But you don't need these racist organizations for that. No. This is a clear case of Hispandering. This is about recruiting Hispanics only. And in a February article in the Arizona Republican newspaper, speaking about outreaches to AARP and American veterans, it says, quote, the company said the move to recruit Hispanic employees seemed like a logical extension, unquote. Hispanic employees. And I was told yesterday they want anybody who speaks Spanish. Don't believe that one. Don't believe that one. They want Hispanics who speak Spanish. Because this is an outreach. This is a racial-based outreach to Hispanic people. Now, let me ask you a question here. If you were at this rally, and you were like me, black man, American, shows up at the rally, hanging out with the folks, and all of a sudden something pops into your mind. Here I am, black, been black all my life. Here I am, black. We used to be the biggest minority in the country. Where was I on the day that Home Depot did the outreach to black people? Where was I? How did I manage to be so busy that I missed it? Where was I? What was I doing? Where was my head to have missed such an event, to have us as the number one minority in this country be outreached by Home Depot? So I looked and I looked and I looked again. I did a Google search, Hotbot, MSN, you name it, I did it. And guess what? It ain't there. And you know why it ain't there? Because it never happened. It never happened. Now, I'm not saying that Home Depot doesn't hire black people. I did not say that. They do hire black people. But there is no racial outreach to black people like there is to Hispanics, and there sure ain't none for white folks. But I'm speaking on the black people now because this is a, quote, word I hate to use, but I'm going to use it. This is a, quote, minority, unquote, deal. They're reaching out to the minorities. Well, when do we get ours, Mr. Home Depot? When do we get reached out to? We ain't been reached out to by you yet. Now, there's a word for this. It's called racism. And it's racism driven by dollar signs. So I asked the Home Depot people that were there, a public relations lady named Catherine Gallagher, very nice lady who was there with her very able-bodied security guard, a gentleman named Raymond, very nice gentleman. And I asked her why this happened, or shall we say did not happen. And I was told, get ready for this now, don't miss it. Don't miss this one. I was told by Miss Gallagher that the black outreach occurred through the AARP when they were outreaching to that organization. I'm struggling here now. I said, huh? What? Explain this to me. She said, oh, yeah, yeah. Your outreach came through the AARP. And she said it three times. So I didn't misunderstand. Three times in a half hour period, she told this to me. Folks, for those of you who don't know it, AARP is for old folks, of which one I am becoming very quickly. But that's not the point. It's for old folks. So that means to be black and get caught in a Home Depot outreach, you have to be old, number one. And then you have to compete with old white folks and old Orientals and old Hispanics. So when do we, as black people, get our own racial outreach from Home Depot? When do we get it? I ain't for affirmative action. You know I'm not. But I'm just saying, if the Hispanics is going to get it, I want one too. I might want to go down there and tote some lumber or lift that bale or tote that barn. I might want to do some of that stuff at Home Depot. But you're not giving me a chance because I am not Hispanic. And that's racist. I got it in black and white, folks, where they say they are reaching out to Hispanic people to hire them. And that is unbelievable to me. You people listen. Are you paying attention? This is a racial outreach. That went out with Jim Crow. That's supposed to have been gone. Last time we was racially outreached, we were slaves. That's right. We got bought. But now here's somebody new to the country. Most of them don't even speak the language, ain't even citizens, and you're reaching out to them. And not one mention in any article I ever saw that said they had to be here legally. Not one mention. Just Hispanic people. Good Lord, this is unbelievable. This is nothing more than a racial-based program. When I asked about it, it took me 30 minutes to get an answer, but I finally did get one from Catherine, and I thank her for that. Now, I know that we black folks have got some time on our hands. We can just go down there and ask them if we want to. Why don't we? Why haven't we done that? Why haven't we gone down and see about it? We have to understand, folks, you got yours already. We missed it because it was tucked in with the AARP. It was all mixed together with the AARP outreach. Unbelievable. And one more thing. When I ask about Home Depot's association with these known racist, separatist hate groups, I was told, quote, we're associated with them, but we don't endorse them, unquote. What the hell is that about? You're associated with these people. You have made an alliance with these people, but you don't endorse them. These are some of the most vile separatist people in this country. They are the Klan with the tan. And these people have made it plain that they don't want to be Americans. They are for one race of people only. And you, as the biggest company in this country that does what you do, have aligned yourself with these people. This is outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous, and nobody's saying a word about it. But you know what? There's a group of people out here protesting it. And they were good folks, and I was out there with them yesterday. We had a good time. We really did. Nonviolent, except for the fact that those of us who were black got a drive-by from a few Hispanic people that drove by and called us niggas two or three times. That happens, though, you know, because that's what they like to call us. But aside from that, it was very nonviolent and respectful, and nobody got in anybody's way. They even had some people out there who were against us passing out flyers. We didn't harass them, but I guarantee you, if we go to their rally and try to pass out ours, they will kill you and beat you in that order. They are for diversity, but not when it goes against what they say. You must be aligned with them to have a diversity outlook on things. You have to be able to think the way they think, to be diverse and speak out on it. If not, they will kill you or at least beat you. And that's the problem in this country. Now, Home Depot has an open invitation to this radio show. I made it yesterday, and I stand by that. I just have the feeling that they're never going to take me up on it, even though Miss Gallagher said she'd like to come on, but she said she wanted some balance, whatever the hell that means. I told her the balance will be you and I, ma'am. We'll be here talking with one another. There'll be nobody else. I'm not going to toss you to these wolves out here on the phone. I'm not going to let them get to you because they'll take you to pieces. It'll just be you and I. Now, if you want to bring in the National Council of the Race, they will never get 1 second on this radio show. Nothing. Nothing. I'll never give them nothing. Mild Death, Metcha, Lulac, they'll never get 1 ounce of time on this show. And you know why? Because I don't want their balance. I don't want their BS, their caca de toro. I don't want any of that. I want the truth being told. These people are racist, and you will not spew that on this program. Find you another one to do it on. If that's the balance you want, that ain't going to happen. But if you want you and I to sit here and talk in a nice, calm fashion, then I will do that. And you will be able to explain your point of view, what Home Depot's point of view is. I guarantee the folks ain't going for it, but I invite you. You have our number. Call us. I don't think it's ever going to happen, and the reason why is because we are hard, but we are fair here, and we will demand real answers. We will not go for the PC BS ever, ever, never. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Tom, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Hal Netkin on behalf of Citizens Against Villaraigosa for mayor. On May 17th, the voters of Los Angeles must choose between the incumbent mayor James Hahn and career politician Antonio Villaraigosa. Though both are advocates for illegal aliens, we must set a precedent by depriving Villaraigosa from this office. As a Los Angeles councilman, Villaraigosa virtually takes orders from Mexico City, representing illegal aliens over U.S. citizens. He proved this when he said this.
Because you know what? It's not enough to elect Latino leadership if they're supporting legislation that denies the undocumented driver's licenses. They don't belong in office, friends. They don't belong here.
We can keep Villaraigosa from winning if a full-page ad costing thousands of dollars is run in the Los Angeles Daily News to oppose him. And that's why we desperately need national support from Americans like yourself. You may not live in Los Angeles, but we all live in America. Won't you please help save Los Angeles by making a generous donation? Remember, if Los Angeles falls, your city could be next. To help, please visit our website, mayorno.com. That website, again, is the word mayor and the word no together .com. If you don't have Internet access and wish to donate by mail, please call 818-989-9729 for recorded instructions. That telephone number, again, is 818-989-9729. Thank you.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you you need is an appraisal before you can get your loan. Where do you get one? You call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Come on. These guys are fast, friendly, professional. They've helped us stay on the air. You should help them. Besides, they're going to get you more money for your pocket. Why wouldn't you call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals? Call them tomorrow at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind all the good folks out there that had friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us on CRN. That's the cable radio network. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight live at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KLID AM 1340 Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you will get back more than you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for The most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And those of you who listen to this show know that I am extremely pro-police. Always have been. I know there's some bad apples, but most police, rank and file, are good folks. Disclaimer finished. Once again, the LAPD has proven itself to be a lawless police department. But this time it's not from the bottom up. No, it's from the top down. The LAPD is rethinking Special Order 40, which has given sanctuary to illegal aliens in this town for 26 years. They are now going to target deported felons, whoever turned here illegally. And let me say for the record that I am totally and fully in agreement with this change. But listen to what LAPD spokesman and officer had to say, Frank Flores. Quote, "You're going after violent gang members who are committing unspeakable acts on immigrants. Immigrants. You are not going after produce sellers or the ice cream guy, people trying to make a living," unquote. This man is lawless. Doesn't he understand that leaving the ice cream guy and the vendor, the produce seller alone, creates an atmosphere where felons can thrive? You think Flores is bad? Listen to Officer Oscar Cassini. He's worse. He said, quote, "It doesn't upset me that they get arrested, that they get deported and come back here. No, I'm not upset. But if you come back here after committing a felony, we'll arrest you. And then listen to this. Whatever immigration does, that's their policy," unquote. He doesn't care if they keep coming back to his country. These people are idiots. And these are who's running the police department. These are the people you have to look up to and hope will help you. They are allowing these people to flourish in our country illegally. The good thing is this. All LAPD officers are not lawless. And one officer in the department wants this fixed. And he said that they're not going far enough to fix the problem. He said, and when he refused to give his name because he knew he would be severely reprimanded for exercising his First Amendment rights, he made the statement that reflects 80% what 80% of Americans and most people in the real world think. He said, quote, "You're tying the hands of the department yet again. Let us use all the laws because entering the U.S. without papers is a crime," unquote. That's a good officer. That's the guy I want to share the foxhole with. That's the guy that's a real American. But the rest of them, they suck. And the whole policy with immigration sucks with the LAPD. This week, you, as a department, not the rank and file guys, is the most horriblest clown of the week. Get right to our guest now, folks. Movie maker John Clark, just back from the Minuteman Project. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry? I'm glad you went out and demonstrated against Home Depot. Right?
Absolutely.
I'm shopping at them. I'm going to their competitor.
I wouldn't spend a dime there.
Getting back to Arizona, I was down there for a week with a lot of patriotic Americans who the president and Condoleezza Rice calls vigilantes. Well, I'm very proud to be down there. So was Congressman Tom Tancredo. And Congressman Tom Tancredo said, "You're not vigilantes." And he said, "You represent." There was about 1,000 people there on April 1st. But he said, "You 1,000 represent, each one of you represent thousands, if not millions of Americans who want this out of control invasion stopped of this country from Mexico." Now, these people went down on their own time, their own money. There were people from your state, Barbara Coe, Lupe Marino, sitting down there in the dust and doing a job that our government should be doing. There were people in wheelchairs, on crutches. And it's just obscene that our government is allowing this to happen. Now, one of the motivating factors down on the border that I saw are the drugs. There's something like $100 billion a year in drugs coming across that border. Now, these people are putting their lives in danger because these drug smugglers carry AK-47s. I've talked to ranchers down there who say that the Mexican military with Humvees mounted with 50 caliber will start firing at the Border Patrol to drive the drug shipments through. Now, when I was down there, I saw the Mexican military show up on the other side of the border just for intimidation. The other intimidation that they're getting is from the ACLU, these kids with T-shirts, Legal Observer, intimidating people. Also, I was driving up the road, and I saw some clothes on a barbed wire fence, and I turned around, went back, a couple of Minutemen were there, and I said, what's going on here? And they said, we think there's some illegals under the culvert here. And so I took my camera out. I was filming. I was down there to film a documentary, which will be coming out in about 3 or 4 months. But I was filming the creek bed, showing all the tracks going down. All of a sudden, in my viewfinder, I see this figure running towards me in a black mask and black outfit. And he runs right underneath me into the culvert. And in the meantime, the Minutemen had already called the Border Patrol. Now, he starts climbing out. All he sees is me and the other two Minutemen, and he thinks we're the only ones there. He knows we can't do anything. We can't forcibly stop him. So he comes out, but then he sees the Border Patrol, jumps back down, and the Border Patrol surrounds the other side of the culvert, stop him from getting out. They go in, and they pull out five illegals. And then the guy lifts his mask up and was giving us a dirty look and, like, you know, I'll be back. But I think the reason why he was wearing the black mask is people know that these are the drug smugglers that dress this way, and these are the ones carrying AK-47s. Now, the American public really should be aware. I mean, you're on every Sunday, and I found out how many fans you have in Arizona. They listen to you every Sunday down there. They say, oh, we don't miss, you know, we need to hear Terry. And I said, you know, you people really, you know, you have to come down here and do this. But we are being invaded.
Absolutely. There's no other word for it.
The Mexican government is behind it. And you're talking about, and I interviewed a gentleman who was Cuban ancestry, and he said he was, they tried to recruit him in high school, the Aztlan movement, and he's, you know, didn't want to, but then they found out he was Cuban. He said, well, you don't qualify, but, you know, stick with us. And in essence, what they were saying, there's nothing for anybody else, just for the, you know, the Mexican people. Now, I asked him, I said, well, are they interconnected with Mecha? He says, yes. I said, what about La Raza and Maldef? He said, absolutely. They're all interconnected. Now, here we have the President of the United States who puts in, as the Attorney General, a person connected with La Raza.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, you know, you talk about Home Depot. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with Home Depot is the illegal activity, you know, allowing the illegals to solicit work. And
Well, that's why we were there. We were protesting that, and we were protesting this new policy they have.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, you know, to see these people down at the border in wheelchairs, you know, and especially at night. You know, this one woman asked me, she said, do you think it's safe? I said, well, in the daytime, I don't see much of a problem. But it gets pretty cold there at night,
and
it gets
pretty dark out there. If you light a fire, you're open game for anybody that wants to take a shot at you.
Well, and they will shoot at you from the other side of the border.
Absolutely.
I know when I went down there to shoot a film a few years ago, it was pretty cold. It was drizzling at night. And I said, if you start a fire, you're just going to be a target.
John, hold on. I got a hard break coming up. I'm going to bring you back after the break. But when we come back, I want you to wrap it up and let us know exactly what you saw down there, what the spirits of the people were, how the Minutemen and Minutewomen actually reacted to this. And we want to hear about that before you go. But I want to thank you for coming on. Hold on. We'll be right back. Folks, before I go, I want to play that quote that I play every week. That's the one from Senor Navarro. Tells you what he thinks of you.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano-Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Financial contribution. We are an all-volunteer, non-profit, grassroots organization dedicated to preserving our Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Folks, virtually all population growth in California comes from immigration and immigrant births. In Los Angeles, illegal aliens account for 95% of outstanding homicide warrants and 2/3 of outstanding felony assault warrants. L.A. County pays $350 million a year for illegals' unpaid medical bills. And California spends $7.7 billion a year educating illegal alien children. Californians for Population Stabilization, or CAPS, wants our leaders to solve these serious problems now. We need to act soon before it's too late. You can help by calling CAPS at 1-800-786-4726 or visiting CAPS.org. That's 1-800-786-4726 or CAPS, CAPSWEB.org. All right, folks, this is the Kerry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We're going to get back to our guest, John Clark. John.
Yeah, Terry, yes, by the way, before I forget, I'm wearing my T-shirt proudly. It says Undocumented Border Patrol Agent.
Well, that's what you are, and that's what I will be when I get there. I think we're going to go down next week.
People are really looking forward to coming down. They're really excited that they've really stemmed the flow of illegal immigration.
They basically cut it off, John.
Yeah, they have cut it off, but they are going end around, and it has to continue past the month. Now, I'm hoping your listeners will volunteer to go down there. They extend it because after 1 month, it'll be back business as usual. So people really have to realize this is not a joke. If we don't put the military on our border, we will not have a country within 5 years. This will not be the United States of America. That is an absolute guarantee.
And don't listen to these racist organizations who fight everything we do, because if they're for fair treatment, they should be for fair treatment of their own people here who are immigrants, legal immigrants.
Yes, my wife's a legal immigrant.
There you go.
She was interviewed by all the Spanish-speaking television, and they were really upset that she didn't give them the right answers.
Well, they figure since she's Hispanic, she's supposed to think and talk and act one way, and it's not that way.
Well, John, she's already gotten hate emails from people that know her and just can't believe that she's involved with anti-immigrant groups.
I know your sweet wife. I know her well, and she can take it. Believe me, she can. John, I got to go. Let's wrap it up now. Give us your final thoughts on your trip down there.
The final thoughts is our government should start doing the job instead of these people. As American citizens are paying taxes. That's what they're paying taxes for, to defend this country. Put the military down there on the border. Let these Americans go home with their families instead of going down there putting their lives in danger.
All right, buddy. I want to thank you for going down there and for all you do with these great documentaries you make. Folks, if you haven't seen them, they're really good. They're very hard-hitting, right to the point. None of the fluff you'll get in Hollywood. This is the real deal. John, we're going to get that and advertise it once you get it made here on the show. And I want to get a copy. I want the first copy. I want numero uno from you.
Well, there, Terry.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
You take care. All right, folks. There's John Clark. Great guy. Been down there on the border. Showed up, as all Americans should do. I will do the same, and I expect no less from those of you who call the show, if you can at all make it. I know there are circumstances above and beyond some people's means to get there, but if you can go, I want you to go. One more thing before we go to the phones, folks. For those of you folks who always talk about, we should show up in Washington and we should protest, here's your chance to take the message to the doorstep of the source of the immigration problem, illegal immigration. D.A. King has decided to begin the Washington Lobbying Week with a good old-fashioned peaceful protest rally at the White House. The White House. The People's House. President just happens to be bunking there for a minute. We own that. On April 25th this year, D.A. King will host a three-hour, that's 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, demonstration of what poll after poll shows to be the majority of the American people's opinion of the president's amnesty proposal. He calls it guest worker, but you know what I think about that. He will also mention the unsecured borders that allow the millions into our nation who are lowering our wages, suffocating our social services, and changing our grandfather's America into a dual language citizen's last image of the very environment that the illegal aliens have fled from. So, he calls it Introduce the President to Citizens Morning. This will be April 25th at the White House at 9 a.m. Be there. You talk about you want somewhere to go, there it is. Let's get to the phones. Martha calling from Santa Monica. Martha, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Been a while.
I never miss you.
Thank you. I don't call
in very often, but I never miss you.
It's been a while.
Good to hear from you. Let me just say, I don't know if anybody heard the program today. Beyond the Beltway, Bruce Dumont, usually out of Chicago, spent all 2 hours about the Minutemen down in Arizona border.
Good for him.
And he is on our side. And I would suggest that the people that are listening to this program write Bruce Dumont, D-U-M-O-N-T, care of Beyond the Beltway, K-O-G-O, San Diego. I don't know the zip code, but you can get it. And thank him for it and tell him to have more of the same.
That's right, Martha, because
and
they don't have to do this.
I wish I knew the name. Maybe Clark, was it Clark you just interviewed?
John Clark, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, God bless him. And I knew Barb Coe would be down there.
Oh, you know that.
And you too.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope you're not burning the candle at both ends there. We need you.
Well,
so
it gets a little hectic sometime, but what are you going to do, you know?
Well, yeah, but, you'll last longer.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Anyway, let me just say the people that can go down there, they can go down there and help out. And those people that can't go down there and join the Minutemen or join in Washington, D.C., there's still a phone number, 1-877-762-8762. Just lay it on them and tell them we want this stopped.
And it's free.
God bless you, Kerry.
Thank you, Martha. You take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey there, Patriot. Caught you on the Mark Edwards show Wednesday night. It was great. Love you being there.
Mark's a good guy.
Let me say this, Terry. The Second Amendment's very clear. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Arizona understands that, don't they? Except for one thing, Terry. The militia was never supposed to be the National Guard. The militia is every able-bodied man from 16 to 45.
Right. That's
and
right.
In our day, it should be every man from 16 to 105.
That's right. It wasn't meant to be the National Guard. That's some idiot's interpretation. It was meant to be the folks of this country who stand up when things go wrong and protect the country. That's what you know what, Jerry? Why do you think this country's never been invaded by anybody? You know why? Because they know if they walk in here with an army, we're going to kill them. Because
that's right.
Every one of us has got something that makes a loud noise, and we will point it in their direction, and we will kill them. That is a well-regulated militia of people.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
I say the Minutemen that are down there were like the Minutemen in the back there in Massachusetts.
I would agree.
They're doing the same job. And like she said, those who can get down there, get on down there. I plan to get on down there. And also that phone call on the day on the 25th, hit that White House with all those phone numbers. Let
Absolutely.
Them know you're on the air. Let them know that you're tired of them.
We're going to be
tell these representatives, by gosh, if you don't do it right, you're out, you're here, you're gone.
We're going to be doing the radio show from Washington, D.C. in about 2 weeks.
Ah, fantastic.
And we're going to have on some really high-powered people on the show there. And a lot of talk show hosts are going there. We're going to talk about it really in detail next Sunday night before we go. But we're going to Washington. We're going to put their feet to the fire, as Roger Hedgecock from KOGO says.
And well, let me remind you this. The Lord only expects you to do your duty the best you can.
That's right.
And what you do is what counts. And what you don't do doesn't count.
All right, buddy.
God bless America and God bless you.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin calling from Lakewood, California. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I got your calendar.
Good.
At my old residence. Yeah. Terry, you remember when I told you last year that this thing is going to boil over and it's going to be bloodshed?
I remember.
The Minutemen, they're at the border, and they're stopping the flow, huh?
So far, so good.
Okay, Terry, I have a feeling this is going to boil over, and if not this year, maybe next year, it's going to be mass bloodshed.
Well, it's you know what, Kevin, like I told you when you said it before, and I remember your call.
Yeah.
I don't advocate that, but I
Me
do.
Neither.
No, neither one of us do,
but we
predict it. And the reason we predict it is because the American people will only take this BS for so long and just lay there and let the government do this to us. The government is allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
Our country is being colonized.
Yeah.
We are being colonized from outside, and people are angry about it. Have you noticed the tone in the street? You talk to a guy on the bus stop. You see a guy on the job. You talk to somebody in line at the movie theater. They're all talking about the same thing. They're talking about this invasion.
That's
people
right.
are angry about it.
And, Terry, let me say this right quick because I know you got other calls. When these politicians talk this BS about, oh, get a trade, learn computer, Terry, I have a cousin.
That's the black caucus.
That has a 2-year certificate in plumbing. He's a certified plumber. And my cousin only makes $15 an hour because the illegal immigrants have driven down the wage.
That's right.
He's supposed to make $22
minimum,
$25 or $28, $30 starting.
He'll never get it, Kevin, as long as they're here working for a third of the wage, a half of the wage.
All these, this bull about get a trade, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter. And the Black Caucus, they're the ones who, well, we got to educate ourselves. That's what these educated Negroes want to tell you all the time. You got to go to college. I'm not against college. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. That plumber you're talking about was probably born to be a plumber. He's probably one of the best plumbers in the world.
He doesn't
want to work on computers, and he don't want to sit at somebody's desk. There's nothing wrong with doing those other things. But this is what he's here for, and he cannot apply his trade because our borders are lax, and people like Larry Elder and these politicians want that border wide open because they have this lust, this greed for cheap labor, and it's nothing but killing us, Kevin. I gotta go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
All right.
Let's go to Al, calling from Riverside, California. Al, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
I've got some bovine scatology for you.
I love it.
Okay. Was watching TV last night, and this was not on Lou Dobbs or anything special devoted, but they were showing training ranges for the military. And these guys were going along and dropping their bombs on an empty practice field, right? Well, the camera pans down, and their heads bobbing around in the practice field, and they showed some military guys being driven off the road by vans full of illegal aliens. And then they go to the base commander, and here's what he said. If anybody was worried about national security and the readiness of the military, he said, we have had to interrupt military maneuvers 55 times because these people are coming across this base. Now, what does that say for military readiness and also for national security? And it showed these heads bobbing up and down. The guy flies by and drops his ordnance during his syllabus. The camera pans back, and here are heads bobbing up and down during a live fire exercise.
Doesn't do us any good, I'll tell you that.
And this guy was absolutely furious about it.
I bet he was.
Normally a very composed guy. Now, here's another thing. They showed another show talking about the hospitals in California. Again, a very composed guy that normally wasn't angry. He said, it's not 7 hospitals that have closed down, it's 28. We're having to spend $850 million for which we are not being reimbursed, which is affecting quality of care in our hospitals, and we're having to not offer programs. I think I mentioned to you that I've got a disabled brother that's having to virtually campaign to get a hernia operation, but we're selling out, we're giving all sorts of exotic custom stuff to people that aren't legally in the country. Now, Terry, I think you said this some months back. Do you realize how ridiculous this is, what a deterioration it is, that you and I are on the air talking about this now?
We should be talking about the Lakers.
Absolutely.
We should be on here talking about basketball or football or something. We shouldn't even have to discuss this because it's the law, Al. It's the law. And there's no reason for us to discuss the law that's already there. And why are we talking about something that should be getting done and it's not getting done?
Well, like I said.
And if we don't, nobody else is going to do it. That's the problem.
Well, here's an example of how things have gotten screwy. When I was growing up, if you believed in the English language and sovereign borders, it was standard. Now that's considered conservative. I'm concerned about overdevelopment in Southern California, and if you don't think we should have a house or a car on every square foot of ground, you're a left-wing environmentalist. Here's my question. Whatever happened to right and wrong and common sense?
That's right. Gotta go, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Ron, calling from Orange, California. Oops. Sorry about that, Ron. Call me back, buddy. I hit the wrong button. Let's go to Pete, calling from Tarzana. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, you know what? You are such a racist for saying that we should control our borders.
Isn't that a racist thing to say,
Pete? Yeah, you're just such a racist, man. You're like a Nazi here.
What can I tell you?
I mean, geez, why should we control our borders when they should be thrown wide open and allow all the illegal aliens and felons?
That's the loving thing to do. That's the loving thing to do, Pete.
Well,
you know what I mean? Even though we would all go downhill real quick. You know, if that happened, but what can I tell you?
Well, you know, one thing I want to ask you is how has the Minuteman Project gone on? I heard the last thing that I heard was there was like 19 or 27 illegal aliens caught, and some of those were felons and some of those were gang members from Central America.
Well, it's going real. I don't have the statistics. We're going to have somebody on probably next week that can give us all of those numbers, but I don't have them right here, Pete. But I know this. I've talked to many people from their emails and phone calls, and it's going great. They have literally shut down that border, Pete. They really have.
Well, you know what?
I think
this is a great thing because it needs to set a precedent for our federal government and our state government to actually.
You're absolutely right. That's what it.
To go and patrol the border.
That's what it was for, to get their attention. I got to go, Pete. I got a full board. I'm going to try to get to everybody.
All right,
thanks for calling, buddy.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
You
take care. Take care. Let's go to Charles calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Charles, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yes, sir. I'll make it quick. Greetings from the state of a traitor. I ain't calling his name out. This is Governor Mike Huckabee and his wife, Janet.
Oh, they suck.
And, of course, the other traitor we got, state congresswoman that I won't give her name out because I know you hate to hear it.
You can say it.
Oh. I'm so mad right now if I forgot her name.
That's
She's
okay.
A black woman.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, what I want to talk about was the illegal problem we got right here.
In Arkansas.
Did you know we got a $50 million courthouse here? Federal courthouse that's being built with, illegal immigrants.
Unbelievable.
I'm looking at it right now.
And how many poor black folks down there don't have no job and can't get those jobs? That's what angers me, Charles. That right here in California. If you're black, you can't roof. You can't drywall, you can't lay bricks, you can't lay concrete, you can't do body and fender, you can't do none of that here unless you got a brown skin and speak Spanish, and that's a fact.
Sir, why did you just read my mind?
What can I tell you, brother? Charles, I'm sorry, I got to move on, man. We're at the end of the show.
Hey,
I want to get everybody.
I gave my producer my website.
You, huh?
I gave my website to your producer.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You, sir.
Take care.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Cindy calling from Hereford, Arizona. Cindy, not much time.
Terry, hi.
How you doing?
Welcome to the Minuteman Project in my neighborhood. God bless every American that came here to protect my house.
Good for you.
We are surrounded right now by 50 illegal aliens. The report is 50 plus that just came out of that mountain. Border Patrol is out there trying to round them up. They've quailed, what they call quailed. They've run all over the fields out here. All the dogs are barking.
Unbelievable.
Now
you know you're
right.
You're
people is
Cindy,
50 people, 8
Cindy,
miles north of the border.
Cindy, you are a racist to tell us that
I
your
know
house
it.
Is
well,
surrounded.
You know what, Terry, I got some garbage out here for President Bush to come pick up.
Good for you.
Tons of illegal alien garbage.
I'm with you, Cindy.
Mr. Bush, if you're listening, get out here and clean up this trash in the field.
He may not be listening, but I bet his people
human
are.
Waste, women's feminine hygiene products that are used, it's disgusting.
Bacala.
And now we have 50 people around our house from God knows what countries.
All right, Cindy.
Right now, that's going on, Terry, and we need more Minutemen out here.
We'll get there, Cindy. We'll get there. Got to go. Thanks for the call. You take care.
God bless you, Terry.
Let's go to Gary calling from Reno, Nevada. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. I just want to tell you that this illegal alien nearly killed my son 3.5 years ago. My son is a very severe asthmatic. We took him to the hospital in Riverside, California, Riverside Community Hospital. There were so many darn illegal aliens in there. Normally, with something like that or a heart attack, you go to the front of the line. They told me it'd be an 8.5-hour wait. My son was blue. We had to drive him 30 miles to another hospital. But with these hospitals being closed,
makes
when
it
you
tough.
Have a heart attack, you may have to drive 30, 45 miles. They are killing Americans.
But you are a racist to report that to us, Gary, if you follow what I'm saying. Just the fact that you are reporting that these hospitals are closed, you are a racist to say that. Just like I'm a racist to be on this show reporting the facts. You cannot say the facts without being a racist. This is unbelievable. Gary, my heart goes out to you there. Same problem here. Same problem all over the country where these hospitals are closing. And this is life and death. It's just not a convenience thing. It's a life and death issue, if you know what I mean. Gotta go, buddy. Thanks for the call, Gary. Take care. Let's go to Jose calling from Hollywood. Jose, you there?
Hey, yes, I'm here, Terry. What's wrong with you? What's the matter? All we want to do is come to this country, work. You know, we work our fannies off. We make money. We make babies, lots of babies. And you angry?
I'm pissed.
No, don't say that, Terry. Keep up the good work, buddy. I love it.
All right.
And we all love you.
Jose, thanks for the call.
You know who that is.
I know who it is.
Yeah, okay,
thanks
buddy.
For the call, buddy. Yeah, take care. Let's go to Rick calling from Chicago. Rick, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Terry, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, pal, how you doing?
All right. Hey, listen, I just got back from Arizona.
Yeah, I know you did. I've been getting your emails.
Yeah, I had three California partners as my team members, Richard, Robert, and Joseph Thatcher out of Huntington Beach, California. It was a pleasure to meet these guys, a pleasure to serve our country with them.
Good folks all, and we appreciate you going down there, Rick.
Hey, buddy, you're going down there too?
Yes, I am in about a week and a half. Rick's a talk show host out of Chicago, folks. He's a good guy. Got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take care of yourself.
Take care. All right. Let's go to Billy calling from Phoenix. Billy, not much time. What do you say?
I just want to say, you know, they had a march this week in Phoenix. They went to the Arizona State House. They were screaming and yelling in Spanish. They were holding signs. They want to have a free utility. They want us to pay for their utilities.
Beg so much, hands look like cups. That's all they do is beg, beg, beg. What they want for free.
They were making demands. They want free English lessons, okay? And they are holding signs. Whose country is it anyway?
How do you
like that one, Terry?
I like it.
Yeah, and I just want to say that Arizona's governor, Jan Napolitano, they're now calling her Jan the Jock because they say she's quarterbacking for special foreign interests, and that ain't racism.
Well, Billy, just remember when it's election time, that's all you can do.
Got it.
Got to go. Billy, thanks for the call from Phoenix.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Bill calling from Chino. Bill, you got about 30 seconds, buddy. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just want to tell our viewers that send in your checks to the Terry Anderson Show because, you know, you're standing up for us, Terry, like nobody else, and the people here need to support you as much as they can, just like I do, Terry.
All right, Bill. I really appreciate that unsolicited plug. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right, let's go to Dan calling from San Diego, California. Dan, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Terry, I just want to tell you that I was down on the border Minuteman project for a week. I came home. I'm working on taxes, but I found time with others to go out to Santee, California, here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, they had a Home Depot. Yeah, there was one there.
Yeah, so we protested Home Depot, and that's three Home Depots this past Saturday in Southern California had protesters.
Well, I hear they're going to keep their feet to the fire, Dan. I really think it's an important thing to do.
You bet. And I'm going back down on the border as soon as about the third week or fourth week of this month for the wrap-up.
My kind of American, buddy.
All right.
All right, Dan. Thanks for the report, buddy.
Take
care.
Okay, you bet. Bye.
Any of you can get down there, folks. There's time. It's things going on for the whole month. They may extend it after that. But the main thing is to get down there. Ron, I want to apologize to you. I hit the wrong button on you, buddy. I am sorry. Call me next week. My apologies. And I want to remind you folks about something. You know, there's people out here who will do anything to fix their country, and there's some who won't. There are people out here who care. I got an email. I don't speak Spanish very well, but maybe somebody could translate it for me out there, Spanish speakers. It was chinga tu madre pinche mayate. Maybe somebody can tell me what that means. I don't know. I want to remind you this week with the swings, folks, very good columns. The first column is questions about evolution, fingerprints, and suicide, and not in my tank. You can go to our website and read this week with the swings. Good stuff. Don't forget this Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy and Jeff. Stick around. Want to remind everybody out there we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have some calendars, just a few left. I want to thank Mike Reed, engineer par excellence, and my buddy Mel for taking your phone calls tonight. And I want to remind you that we do need your help to stay on the air. And I want to thank everybody who took part in the show tonight. And I want to remind you, D.A. King in Atlanta. Protest. I'm going to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying, we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.